John chapter 8. In John chapter 8, we'll begin reading at verse 31. John chapter 8,
verse 31.
Verse 31. Okay, here's what we read. Jesus therefore was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We're Abraham's sons, and we have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say, 'You shall become free'?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. And the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. Therefore, if the son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Now, Jesus is speaking of himself as the Son of God. He is not a slave and he is not a servant, and he remains in the house of God forever. He is a son forever. It's a different relationship than a slave or a servant can have. Now, a servant could not set another servant free, because he's just a servant. But the son in that household could set a slave or a servant free. And that's what Jesus is telling the Jews. Now, they thought they were okay just because they could say, "We are from Abraham." And they claimed that that made them right with God. But Jesus said, "You're slaves and you're servants of sin. But if you know the truth shall make you free." And they said, "Well, we don't need to be made free. We're already free." And he said, "No, you're not. You're not free because sin has made you a slave. And the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does. If therefore the son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Now, every human being has the problem that these Jewish people had that Jesus is speaking to in regard to the slavery of sin. Sin can be used in many terms. For instance, the Bible says that there is sin and that there is evil, that there is iniquity, and there's transgression. Let's just look at those for a minute. Transgression is a violation of the law, breaking the law. Now, we can do that with the laws around us, but the transgression is breaking the law of God, and every human being has broken that law. So being a transgressor of the law of God makes us a sinner in the eyes of God. We have rebelled against God. We have been disobedient to his law. Now, there's another word that the Bible used for sin, and it's called iniquity. When David wrote in Psalm 51, he said, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, cleanse me from my iniquity." Iniquity means crooked, twisted, warped. And that's what sin has done to us in our mind and in our heart. We can't think right about God. We can't think right about ourselves. We're twisted, we're warped. Our hearts are twisted and warped and crooked, because we love the wrong things and we hate the wrong things. So we need to be cleansed from that. Now the word sin itself means missing the mark. We have all sinned and we fall short of the glory of God. So you could look at people who are good. And there are a lot of good people in the world. They're nice people. But they are condemned to hell because they have not had the Son set them free. Now why is that? Why do good people go to hell? Because they fall short of the glory of God. You can't be just good. To qualify for heaven, you have to be perfect. And because Christ is perfect, he makes us perfect. And it's by grace, not by what we do. And that's a marvelous plan to be included. Now, evil is sort of the summary of it all, of transgression and iniquity and sin. It's a heart that's bent toward sin. That's where we live. That's what we think about. That's what captures us, holds us in slavery to ourself and to the world system. So our Lord Jesus Christ is right when he calls attention to the fact that they are slaves of sin because it has dominion over them and holds them captive. And that's what happens to every human being. So we all need to be made free. So we're talking about spiritual freedom, gospel freedom. And in our country, we have national freedom. We have a lot of political freedom. We have some social freedom, but that isn't enough. The most important thing is spiritual freedom, being set free from slavery to sin. Now, sin can dominate our life, and it's sort of like a snowball. It can grow and grow, and the Bible calls it like yeast that just spreads, and that's a problem for us. I know a man and was closely associated with him at one point, who became an embezzler. And that means he stole money from the company he worked for. And by outward appearances and looking at him, you'd think, well, he's an honest fellow. He's a pretty moral fellow. He's living right. He's doing everything right. He was a great athlete. He worked for a bank and he began to steal. Just a little bit, and intended to pay it back. But then it grew and grew and grew and grew until one day in the headlines in the Orange County Register said that this man was guilty of embezzling like $300,000. And it just grew. He wound up in Folsom Prison. He was a business associate of mine. I wind up as a Christian, go to Bible college, and he winds up in Folsom Prison. I have to believe in election, because I'm no better than that man. But the sin got hold of him. Lying also does that. When you tell one lie, you have to tell another one to cover up. And so stealing and lying are sinful pursuits and can ruin our life because they take dominion over us and hold us. I know another man who was a liar. Most of his life was a hypocritical lie. And when he told you something, you could never really believe it. You always had to be skeptical. And that's a hard way to live with somebody. But he just developed that as he went along, trying to be somebody he wasn't, and not telling the truth. Now, it's the truth of Scripture. It's the truth of the gospel that will set us free from this slavery to sin. And the Bible says that as we become a Christian, sin shall not have dominion over you, which means that we don't become sinless, but sin no longer rules our life as the ruling dominion of life. The Lord does. And so here's a great truth that God gives us here. You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. If therefore the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So we have spiritual freedom this morning. We have gospel freedom because Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, came here, lived and died, kept the law of God, and died on the cross as a sacrifice for our sin so it would be put away from us. His power would overcome us, overcome it, and we would be free then to live in great spiritual freedom. And that is a great thing that could happen to us, to become a Christian, because Christ sets us free at the cross. The agent of our cleansing from sin is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed on the cross. The power of our cleansing from sin is the Holy Spirit coming to change our heart and cause us to love God and want Him and to serve Him. So this is a great thing we celebrate this morning, and I hope that this is true of all of us here. And I know that many of us are praying for loved ones and friends who will be set free from the power of sin that holds people captive in slavery to themselves and to the world system and to sin. And so we want to continue to pray for them and pray for our own lives to be sure that we are not deceived, but we know that Christ is our Savior and we have been cleansed and set free. Let's pray about that together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful plan to take us who were in prison and in bondage and in slavery and under the dominion of selfish attitudes and sinful pursuits, and you've cleansed us and set us free and changed our hearts and caused us to worship you and serve you. We thank you for that. We pray now for those in our family and among our friends whom we know who do not know these truths and do not accept them. And we pray that you will come to them in your grace and deliver them and set them free and make it a great day of rejoicing. And as we celebrate the 4th of July weekend, we pray that we will also be very grateful for the privilege of living here in this country and having the freedoms we enjoy together. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.